Balaram's appearance day. Probably those won't hurt me. Two or three. I hope not. Jai Radha Madhava Kundabi Hari. Jai Radha Madhava Kundabi Hari. Madhava Girivaru Dhanuti Gopinana Madhava Girivaru Dhanuti Yasoda nandana braja jana nandana Yasoda nandana braja jana nandana Jumuna tera manachare Tera Panachare Yamuna Jai Umana Madhuva Kunabihare Jai Umana Madhuva Kunyavihare Gopi Janam Malaba Yidivaru Dhaguti Gopi Janam Malaba Yidivaru Dhaute Yasuna Nandana Prajajanu Randavuna Yasuna Nandana Prajajanu Randana Tera Panachare Yamuna Tera Panachare Jai Radha Madhuva Kunabihare Madhuva Kundabihare Gopi Jana Balaba Kire Parashare Janabalaba Giribhadachari Yasoda Nandana Prajajanu Nandana Ratija Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Manachari. Yamuna Tira Manachari. Hare Urad Umadhava Kunda Vihare. Madhuva Kundabi Hare. Jai Om Vishnu Pad Paramahansa Paravadakacharya Alsuteta Sadashi Shimad His Divine Grace Abhaya Tamanada Bhaktivedanta Goswami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Anantakoti Vaishnav Vrinda Ki Jai. Namacharya Srila Huiras Thakur Ki Jai. Prem Sekaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sidwaita Gadadha. Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktivedanta Ki Jai. Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopikopadath Sayam Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai. Vrindavadam Ki Jai Maturadam Ki Jai. Jagadathasami Ki Jai. Yamunamaye Ki Jai. Srimati Lasa Devi Ki Jai. Samaveda Vakta Vrinda Ki Jai. Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Go. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Padanta Swamiti Namani Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Bacharni Nivashesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Dejatarni. So Omila Tumiranda Shaganjana Shalakya Chakshur Un Minitam Yenatas Mai Shigurvena Maha. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master, His Divine Grace AC Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, who so kindly opened my eyes with a torchlight of knowledge while I was blinded in the darkness of ignorance. So today we are celebrating the glorious appearance day of Lord Balaram. So I thought I'd start by reading some of Prabhupada's statements about Balaram Tattva. Now, the word Tattva is actually very interesting. It means that or that which is. In other words, Tattva, there is Vishnu Tattva, Jiva Tattva, Maya Tattva, Shakti Tattva. These are different, sometimes described as categories. But really, it means eternal, existent entities.
Ontology.
Yes, ontology. Thank you for that nice word. It's ontology, eternally existent entities. As Krishna in the Gita says, Nasato vijate bhavo, nabhavo vijate sataha, ubayar api drishto antas, twanios tatva darshavi. That the sages consider those things that are temporary to be unreal, and those things which continue to exist to be real. And of course, temporary things like this asana that I'm sitting on is real in one sense, but it doesn't have an ultimate reality, because after a while it will enter or be decomposed into the ingredients. And even this whole material world, what will actually enter or become the pradana again. Pradana means the unmanifest stage of the material energy. Of course, the material energy is eternal, but sometimes it's manifest, and sometimes it's unmanifest, sometimes it's manifest as the pradana, and sometimes it's manifest as this complete cosmic creation. So anyway, so that's what tattva is, just to give you an idea. So we're going to talk about Balaram tattva today, and I'm going to read some statements by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada and translations by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, just to start off. First of all, from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, which is the fifth chapter of the Adi Leela Chaitanya Charitamrita, we're going to start with text 4 to 11, deals with the tattva of Balaram. So I'll read the Bengali. Sarva Bhattari Krishna Swayam Bhagavan Tanhara Dvitiya Deha Shri Balaram. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is the fountainhead of all incarnations. Lord Balaram is his second body. So just a little bit more about the tattva ontology. Is that when we're talking about the different incarnations, especially, well, not just especially, but really we're talking about the Vishnu tattva incarnations or expansions, which are called swamsa. That means expansions, his own expansions. And we are called vivinamsa. Vivinamsa means the jiva souls who are also mamibamsa jiva loke, jiva bhuta sanantana, which are also eternal. So as far as the swamsa expansions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the swamsa expansions are described in the Brahma Sanghita. Advaita Chuta Anadi Ananta Rupa Madhyam Purana Purisham Navayovanam Cha Vedeshu Durlavam Adurlavam Atma Bhakto Govindam Adi Purisham Tamaham Bhajami. That Advaita Achuta, they're all the same person. It's interesting. Achuta, of course, means infallible. And Krishna is definitely infallible. So they're all the same person, as we many times described, acting differently in different capacities simultaneously. So you'll see Krishna, who's interacting sometimes with his various incarnations, like when the time that Krishna and Arjuna went to see the Mahavishnu. Mahavishnu is the same as Krishna, same person. We're not polytheists. Sometimes we've been accused of being polytheists. I was just speaking to Jagadguru last night, and he was saying that, you know, he had some discussions with someone, and they said, well, you're a polytheist because you believe in all the avatars, like the Kurma avatar, the Varaha avatar, the Nrisimha avatar. Therefore, you're polytheist. But they don't understand this point of Advaita, Chuta, Nadir, Ananta, Rupam. It's all, or they're all, or he's all, the same person, just acting differently in different capacities, as I mentioned before, simultaneously. So Balaram and Krishna are the same person, but there's a different mood. So anyways, Balaram is his second body. And so Prabhupada's purport, Lord Sri Krishna, the absolute personality of Godhead, is the primeval lord, the original form of Godhead, and his first expansion is Sri Balaram. The personality of Godhead can expand himself in innumerable forms. The forms that have unlimited potency are called swamsa, which I just mentioned, and forms that have limited potencies, that is us, the living entities, are called vividamsa. Next text. Ekai svarupa dham he mina matra kaya ojukaya vyuha krishna lilara sakhaya. They are both one and the same identity. They differ only in form. He is the first bodily expansion of Krishna, and he assists in Lord Krishna's transcendental pastimes. So in the purport, Balaram is a swamsa expansion of the Lord, and therefore there's no difference in potency between Krishna and Balaram. The only difference is in their bodily structure. In other words, how Krishna manifests, I'm just going to really unpack, it's important to understand. It's not that they have a different body.
As Krishna says also from the Gita, Jopi Sanavyatma, Bhutanam Ichvaropi San, Praktim Swamadhisthaya, Sambhavami Atmamaya. When Krishna comes down in any of his incarnations, he comes down in as himself, non-different from his body. So we're talking about different form, his different manifestation of Krishna's transcendental body. Does that make sense? Everybody understands that? It's not a different body, because there's only one God, and he has his transcendental body. Not he has, he is his transcendental. There's no duality there. Krishna, his body, his personality, they're all the same. Whereas ourselves, our self, the soul, the subtle body is different from us, the gross body is different from us, which we're changing. Our personality that we're manifesting now, due to the interactions and permutations of the modes of nature, is different from us. So we have this, you know, this world of duality, there's us and the things that are different from us. But Krishna is not subject to that duality. So Krishna is his body is, and his body is what? Ishvara Paramas, Krishna Satchitananda Vigraha, Anadir Adir Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. So of course the Brahma Samhita is very important literature, because it actually teaches us, I think in a more consistent way than any other literature, ontology. So it teaches us the nature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I mean, a very, very consistent, comprehensive way. So the devotees are advised to study the Brahma Samhita. So the only difference is in their bodily structure. As first expansion of Godhead, Balaram is the chief deity amongst the first quadruple forms, and he is the foremost assistant of Sri Krishna in his transcendental activities. So, of course, you have these quadruple forms, Krishna, Balaram, Pradyumna, Adiruddha, and then Vasudeva Sankarshan, Pradyumna, Adiruddha, and then the second or third expansion, Vasudeva Sankarshan, Pradyumna, and Adiruddha. So that's why we have plenary portions and then portions of plenary portion. You hear that expression sometimes? Plenary, the word plenary means on the same plane, they're all God. That's why we say plenary. And plenary portions would be the first expansions, the first chaturvyuha. And then portions of plenary portions, the second, third, etc. I mean, if you really wanted to be precise, you would say portions of portions of portions of plenary portions. But they're all the same person, Advaita, Chuta, Nadi, Rananta, Rumpa. They're all the same person, Achyuta, Ananta, Rupa, but there's unlimited forms. Prabhupada describes that that Krishna manifests himself in every species of life, and also the Bhagavatam describes that there's innumerable incarnations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, like the waves of the ocean. And if you've ever been in the ocean, you know the waves come one after the other. That's innumerable. So even Prabhupada says that 8,400,000 species of life, but there's other incarnations that are even mixtures of different species of life, like Lord Nrsingadev. Lord Nrsingadev is not one of the 8,400,000 species. Of course, he's not, but he's not manifesting a reflection of one of the 8,400,000 species of life. He is actually mixing the lion and man, which is interesting. So, Prabhupada says here is the foremost assistant of Sri Krishna in the transcendental activity. So, according to the Acharyas in Chaitanya Leela, that he actually assists the Lord as his seat, as basically all of his paraphernalia, the singhasana we have, the temple itself, and in fact, as the person in charge of the Sandini Shakti of the Lord, he maintains the spiritual realm, and he actually maintains the material realm. Because as Seshanag, What does he do? He has all his hoods and he's manifesting what the scientists call gravity. And in this way, all the planets are just functioning. You know, the law of gravity. And of course, Prabhupada would say, like, if you say the law of gravity, someone must have given the law. And so Balaram, Seshanaga, is doing that. So that's the Sandini Shakti of the Lord. You know, Sambit, Sandini, Ladini. And of course, Srimati Radharani is the Ladini Shakti, the pleasure potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Balaram is assisting the Lord in so many different ways. So he's the foremost assistant of Sri Krishna in his transcendental activities. Also, we can relate this to the worship of Govardhan, that Govardhan is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, yet he is also the servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So sometimes people get confused. They say, well, Govardhan is not God. Well, he is God, but he's serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. In other words, Krishna, in an interesting way, is serving himself through his various expansions, and he's just enjoying himself. This is Leela. Next verse. Se Krishna Navadvipa Sri Chaitanya Chandra Se Balaram Sange Sri Nityananda. The original Lord Krishna appeared at Navadvipa as Lord Chaitanya, and Balaram appeared with him as Lord Nityananda. Sankarsana Karana Toya Shari Garbhoda Shai Cha Popo Di Shai Sheshas Cha Yasyam Shakala Sanitcha Nandakya Rama Sharanam Vamastu. May Sri Nityananda Ram be the object of my constant remembrance. Sankarsana, Sheshanag, and the Vishnus who lie in the Karana Ocean, Garbha Ocean, an ocean of milk, are his portions, are plenary portions, what I was describing before, and portions of his plenary portions. And I mentioned that plenary means on the same plane, same person. I'm not going to read that purport because this has to do with Lord Nityananda. Text 8, Sri Balarama Goshani Mula Sankarshan Pancha Rupa Dare Karena Krishnera Sevana. Lord Balaram is the original Sankarsan. He assumes five other forms to serve Lord Krishna. Apane Karena Krishna Lilara Sahaya. Srishti Lila Karya Kare Dare Charakaya. He himself helps in the pastimes of Lord Krishna, and he does the work of creation in four other forms. You know, we're talking about the Purusha avatars here. Srishtadika seva tanra agnya palana shesha rupe kare krishnara vivida sevana. He executes the orders of Lord Krishna in the work of creation, and in the form of Lord Shesha, he serves Krishna in various ways. And of course, you know, as Seshanag, not only does he hold up the planetary systems, but also he forms the serpent bed for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Like I described, Balaram is the bed for Krishna, the temple, the Singhasana. So as far as Krishna's expansion as Lord Vishnu is lying down. You have the Mahavishnu is lying down in the bed of Seshanag. And also the Garbhadeksha Vishnu is lying down in Seshanag, on the bed of Seshanag. So purport. According to the expert opinion, Balaram, as the chief of the original quadruple forms, is also the original Sankarsan. Balaram, the first expansion of Krishna, expands himself in five forms. Maha, Sankarsana. Two, Karana Dakshai Vishnu, Karana Dab Nishai Vishnu. Three, Garbhodakshe Vishnu. Then four, Shirodakshe Vishnu. And five, Shesha. These five plenary portions are responsible for both the spiritual and material cosmic manifestations. As I mentioned before, Balaram is Sandini. He manifests the Sandini Shakti, which is maintaining the spiritual realm. In these five forms, Lord Balaram assists Lord Krishna in his activities. The first four of these forms are responsible for the cosmic manifestations, whereas Shesha is responsible for the personal service to the Lord. Shesha is called Ananta, or unlimited, because he assists the personality of Godhead in his unlimited expansions by performing an unlimited variety of services. Sri Balaram is the servitor Godhead who serves Lord Krishna in all affairs of existence and knowledge. It's interesting, isn't it? He serves Lord Krishna in all affairs of existence, that's Sandini Shakti, and knowledge. He's the original guru, as we're going to read a little later on. Prabhupada's, in a quote from the Krishna book, Prabhupada quotes this verse, Nayamatma Bala Hine Na Labwa, which basically means no one can get Krishna's mercy without getting the mercy of Balaram. And of course, Balaram, Hoilin Natai, Balaram has appeared as Lord Nityananda, and Balaram also appears as guru. Now, of course, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, Jiva Soul, but he's empowered by Balaram to present Krishna consciousness. Also, we see in the pastimes of what Raghunath Das Goswami was not permitted to renounce this world and join Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu until he got the mercy of Balaram Nityananda. And the way he got the mercy of Balaram Nityananda is he served the Vaishnavas in the Panihati ceremony and served Lord Nityananda in the Panihati ceremony. And that way he was able to eventually escape from his home. So Sri Balaram is the servitor God who serves Krishna in all affairs of existence and knowledge. Very important. Two words, existence and knowledge. You know, Prabhupada's words are parsed very, very carefully. Like Prabhupada said that if you just study one word in his books, you can become Krishna conscious. You know, first Prabhupada said, you know, like one page, one paragraph, and even one word. Lord Nityananda Balaram, who is the same servitor Godhead Balaram, Nityananda Prabhu, who is the same servitor Godhead Balaram, performs the same service to Lord Gauranga by constant association. And then the last verse from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Sarva rupe ashvadaya Krishna seva ananda se Balaram gora sange Nityananda. In all the forms he tastes the transcendental bliss of serving Krishna. That same Balaram is Lord Nityananda, the companion of Lord Gaurasundara. So those are the quotes from the Chaitanya Charitamrita about the ontological position, or the Balaram Tattva. Now, I'm going to read some statements by Srila Prabhupada from the Krishna book, and also Prabhupada's translation and commentary from the part of the 10th canto that he did about Balaram. And there's also some Tattva information here, and some of the Leela is mentioned. So in Krishna book, here's the quote from the Krishna book about, one quote from the Krishna book about Balaram. In the Upanishads it is said, Nayamatma Bala Hine Na Labwa. That's the quote I just made, that no one gets the mercy of Krishna without Balaram. The purport is that one cannot attain the supreme platform of self-realization without being sufficiently favored by Balaram. Bala does not mean physical strength. No one can attain spiritual perfection by physical strength. One must have the spiritual strength which is infused by Balaram or Sankarsana Ananta or Shesha Nag. Ananta or Shesha Nag is the source of the power which sustains all the planets in their different positions. Materially, this sustaining power is known as the law of gravitation, which is what I said before, but actually is a display of the potency of Sankarsana. Balaram or Sankarsana is the source of spiritual power, or the original spiritual master. Therefore, Nityananda Prabhu, who is also the incarnation of Balaram, is the original spiritual master. And the spiritual master is the representative of Balaram, the form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who supplies spiritual strength. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is confirmed that the spiritual master is the manifestation of the mercy of Krishna. And then we get to the description of the appearance of Balaram. Thus ordered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Yogamaya circumambulated the Lord and then appeared within this material world according to his order. When Yogamaya, the supreme power of the supremely powerful personality of Godhead, transferred Lord Shesha from the womb of Devaki to the womb of Rohini, both Devaki and Rohini were under Yogamaya's spell, which is called Yoga Nidra. When this was done, people thought that Devaki's seventh pregnancy had been a miscarriage. Thus, although Balaram appeared as the son of Devaki, he was transferred to the womb of Rohini to appear as her son. Pretty self-explanatory. And then Prabhupada's translation and commentary in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. This is from 10th canto, 2nd chapter, text 8, if any of you want to read along. That's 10:2-8. Within the womb of Devaki, is made by this is actually a statement that Krishna is making to Yogamaya. Within the womb of Devaki is my partial plenary expansion known as Sankarshan or Shesha. Without difficulty, transfer him into the womb of Rohini. And Prabhupada comments in his purport that the first plenary expansion of Krishna is Baladev, also known as Shesha. The Shesha incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead supports the entire universe, and the eternal mother of this incarnation is Mother Rohini. Because I am going into the womb of Devaki, the Lord told Yogamaya, the Shesha incarnation has already gone there and made suitable arrangements so that I may live there. Now, he should enter the womb of Rohini, his eternal mother. So, Prabhupada gives a very interesting explanation here. In this connection, one may ask how the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is always transcendentally situated, could enter the womb of Devaki, which had been previously entered by the six asuras, the sadgarbhas. Does this mean that the sadgarbhas were equal to the transcendental body of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? The following answer is given by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. The entire creation, I'm skipping the Sanskrit. The entire creation, as well as its individual parts, is an expansion of the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, even though the Lord enters the material world, he does not do so. Interesting. This is explained by the Lord himself in the Bhagavad Gita. Symbolically, Mother Devaki's constant fear of Kamsa was purifying her. So that, you know, there's the direct literal understanding of the pastime, and then there's the symbolic or metaphorical understanding of the pastime. So Devaki was in constant fear of Kamsa. Why was she in fear of Kamsa? Because she, not for her own life, but for the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, protecting the Supreme Personality of Godhead. A pure devotee, and this is a very interesting statement by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, should always fear material association. Always. That's an absolute word, isn't it? And in this way, all the asuras of material association will be killed, as the sadgarbhas were killed by Kamsa. And of course, previously it said that they were cursed by Hiranyakashipu to be killed by their father because they had worshipped Lord Brahma independently from Hiranyakashipu. This is whole background to this story. But these six sons of Devaki that got killed represent, in addition, what we call six anarthas. It is said that from the mind, so Marichi appears. Marichi is an incarnation of the mind. Marici has six sons, so these are the six sons of Marici, and six manifestations from the mind. Kama, Krodha, Lobha, which means greed. I think you all know what Kama and Krodha mean. Moha, illusion. Mada, also illusion. And Matsarya, which means lust, anger, greed, illusion, madness. And of course, that's extreme illusion. Like Lord Rishabhadev says, what? Nunam pramata kurute vikarma yadindriya pritya aprinoti. That one who actually considers the satisfaction of the senses to be most dear to him, then he becomes pramada, actually mad. Mad in the sense, not in the clinical sense, of course, but mad in the sense that he acts in ways that are contrary to his actual self-interest. Natevidhu, swartagatim, Vishnu, the rasya ye bahayar arta manina, andar yatandar upamaniyamanas te pisha tantram urudamni vada. As described also in the Bhagavatam, the people don't know the goal of life or don't function according to the goal of life, he Vishnu. The rasa ye bahir arta manina, they remain outside of Krishna consciousness and they accept as leaders blind people. So it is a situation where blind people are leading other blind people. So these are the anarthas. And these anarthas that we're supposed to work on during the stage of sadhana, and also continuing afterwards too, we should be aware of these anarthas. Anartha means things you don't want. Artha means something desirable, and anartha means things you don't want. So the Supreme Personality of Godhead appears in pure devotional service. This is confirmed in the Vedas. Bhaktir evainam darshati. Only bhakti can bring one in contact with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Supreme Personality of Godhead appeared from the womb of Devaki, and therefore Devaki symbolically represents bhakti. In other words, just referring back to what Prabhupada said, having fear, part of bhakti is having fear of material association. Remember that. Having fear. And Kamsa symbolically represents material fear. Material fear. When a pure devotee always fears material association, this is another interesting statement. When a pure devotee always fears material association. And actually, Prabhupada one time said, you know, when he was asked by a devotee, and forget the question, he says, I'm praying not to fall down. It's interesting. You know, Prabhupada could not fall down because he is absolutely a Nityasiddha devotee. But Prabhupada says here, when a pure devotee always fears material association, a pure devotee always fears, and of course, many of us are not pure, and we're not fearing material association. His real position of bhakti is manifested. Let me read that again. When a pure devotee always fears material association, his real position of bhakti is manifested. And he naturally becomes uninterested in material enjoyment. So when the six sons of Marici are killed by such fear, and one is freed from material contamination within the womb of bhakti, quite a poetic statement, the Supreme Personality of Godhead appears. Thus, the seventh pregnancy of Devaki signifies the appearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. After the six sons, Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Moha, Mada, and Matsarya are killed, the Sesha incarnation creates a suitable situation for the appearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In other words, Lord Balaram appears within the womb of Devaki. The reason he didn't first appear in the womb of Rohini was that his business or his service was to actually prepare the womb for Krishna's appearance. Another interesting point is that actually outside of Vrindavan, Krishna and Balaram manifest themselves as expansions. Just like you have the story of Krishna's appearance from the womb of Devaki. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that Krishna, Brajendra Nandana, simultaneously was born from the womb of Yashoda Mai. And so what happened is that when Vasudev Krishna, the son of Vasudev, was transferred by Vasudev to Vrindavan, then Vasudev Krishna entered into Brajendra Nandana, Yashoda Nandana. So the Acharyas explain the same thing occurred with Balaram. You know, there's Balaram in Vrindavan, and he expands himself to be, to manifest, or let's say he manifests a different aspect of his personality outside of Vrindavan. I mean, there's different implements that he carries in Vrindavan and outside of Vrindavan. So it's a very interesting explanation by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. In other words, when one awakens his natural Krishna consciousness, the Lord Krishna appears. This is the explanation given by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. And there's just one more verse from the Bhagavatam, 10.2.13. The son of Rohini will also be celebrated as Sankarsana because of being sent from the womb of Devaki to the womb of Rohini. He will be called Rama because of his ability excuse me, to please all the inhabitants of Gokula. And he will be known as Balabhadra because of his extensive physical strength. Prabhupada commented previously how Balaram refers to his spiritual strength, but also when he was in Vrindavan and outside of Vrindavan, he exhibited extensive physical strength. And Prabhupada says in the purport here that these are some of the reasons why Balaram is known as Sankarsan. Oh, Sankarsan also because he brings both the families together. Balaram, or sometimes Rama. In the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And Prabhupada says that Ram, or Rama, refers to Balaram, and at other times he said can refer to Lord Ram because Lord Ram is an expansion of Balaram. And it can also refer to Radha Raman. That's Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's statement. So, was there something else I was going to say about that? Ma mantra. Anyway. Okay, and so this is a little bit about Balaram's appearance and ontology. And then we get to, I think we can tell some stories about Balaram. And one of my favorite stories is Balaram's Rasa Dance. So let's start with that. So once upon a time, when Balaram was in Dwarka, he was very anxious to see his friends in Nanda Gokula. And he went to Krishna to take Krishna's permission so he could console the residents of Vrindavan. And Krishna decided not to go himself at this particular juncture. And he gave two reasons. He said, the Yadus have prohibited me because they're fearful that if I go, what? I won't return. And you find this very interesting interaction with Kamsa's mother, Padmavati, in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, where Kamsa, Kamsa's mother, who was actually Kamsa's father was not Ugrasena, Kamsa's father was Drumila, not our friend Drumila. But he was a demon who actually, when Kamsa's mother was visiting her family, Drumila assumed the form of Ugrasena and had an interaction with her, and as a result, Kamsa was born. Anyway, so Krishna did not go for two reasons, that the Yadus prohibited him. And the second explanation was also in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, that if Krishna went, it would have caused more pain to the residents of Vrindavan because they would have been anticipating his leaving again. So there's two different reasons, and I'm sure there are more reasons. So Balaram gets to Vrindavan, and he actually sits in Yashodamayi's lap, and the residents of Vrindavan, Yashodamayi, Nandamaraj, are asking, how are our relatives doing? Does Krishna remember us? Like Krishna would forget the residents of Vrindavan. The Brihad Bhagavatamrita, we find a story about how Krishna at night or even during the day was crying out the names of the residents of Vrindavan. The gopis also asked Balaram whether Krishna, the darling of the city women, this shows their transcendental envy, was happy. Does he remember us? Does he remember our service? We gave up everything for him. He abandoned us. How is it possible that these sophisticated city women would believe him? You know, this is the question they're asking Balaram. How could they believe this person? And they thought for a second, must be his smile that awakens lust. A very interesting story. And the gopis said, let's talk about something else. Let's not talk about Krishna. You know, when you try not to talk about something or think about something, especially when dealing with Krishna. Actually, I was interacting with some person I'm cultivating in Australia, and this person said, I'm finished with Krishna. I don't want to think of Krishna anymore. And they said, this is ecstatic. You know, that she couldn't stop thinking or trying not to think of Krishna. And he said, in this way, you're thinking of Krishna more than you ever were before. I mean, Krishna disappointed her in some way. Krishna's disappointment is actually purification for us. So by then, Balaram gave the confidential message from Krishna. Another reason he's called Sankarshan, he attracts Krishna to appear in someone's mind. And he kept telling stories about Krishna to the gopis. And to console the gopis, he gave them three different messages. He, first of all, was transcendental knowledge, which they weren't too interested in. And then he was conciliatory. And then he talked about the power of Krishna. And then with his own gopis, because Prabhupada explained that Balaram doesn't dance with the same gopis that Krishna dances with. For 2 months he had a rasa dance, and he danced by the Yamuna River in a place called Ramagat. You can actually visit there in Braj along the Yamuna River. And while he was doing that, he got intoxicated. So everything in this world is a reflection of what's going on in the spiritual world, but here it's a perverted reflection, you know, backwards, like the banyan tree described in the 15th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. So there's intoxication. There was one past time I was reading about Krishna and the gopis being intoxicated, and they had this wine, and they were pouring in glasses, and somehow the glasses were upside down, and it got all over the place. So anyways, they were so intoxicated. And devotional service is intoxication, too. You see that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his ecstatic manifestations, exhibited many of the symptoms of someone being transcendentally intoxicated. It's called Divyon Mada, which means transcendental madness. So anyway, so he had the intoxication of said by Varuna. And it flowed from the trees, and they smelled it. He and the girls got intoxicated. And they had Gandharvas there that were singing for Balaram. And he entered in the Yamuna River and enjoyed, like a male elephant with many, many female elephants. And as he was intoxicated, when he was outside of the Jimuna, his eyes were rolling. And he summoned the Jimuna River. And she was thinking, he's just intoxicated. I don't have to listen to him. So she refused. And then he took his plow and he dragged the Jimuna and said to her, oh, sinful one. Eventually she came and apologized and prayed. And then Balaram again entered the Jimuna with the gopis and Lakshmi, his consort. And later on he was dressed in blue garments, and all the nights that Balaram was enjoying like that passed as one. So that's Balaram's rasa dance. A very, very wonderful story. Let's see, what other stories? We have so many other stories. Okay. Another thing that I usually like to talk about was that the reason that Balaram appeared as Krishna's elder brother rather than younger brother. This involves a story from the Ramayana. In the Ramayana, of course, you have Balaram appearing as Lakshman and Krishna appearing as Ram. Of course, they're both expansions. And Lakshman was asked to do many things by Ram that he didn't want to do. But because he was adhering to the etiquette where you actually follow your elder brother. I mean, in America, we don't understand this so much that you have to listen to your elder brother, do we? No. And I know amongst many of our members of the congregation that if they have two sons, the elder son has to get married first. Otherwise, the younger son can't get married. So he's waiting. Even though he may have a fiance, he can't get married. So Lakshman had to do so many things that he didn't want to do, like put Sita into the fire or send her out into exile. And he asked Ram for benediction, and Ram gave him the benediction that he wouldn't have to appear again, at least within this cycle of yugas. As his younger brother, he could appear as the elder brother. So we find that Balaram appeared as the elder brother. However, we find that Krishna didn't exactly follow etiquette in dealing with Balaram and always listen to Balaram, such as the story of when Balaram, who was actually known as Duryodhana Guru, I have one godbrother who got the name Duryodhana Guru, which is the name of Balaram, you know, the guru of Duryodhana. Duryodhana accepted Balaram as his guru, martial arts guru, not spiritual guru. And generally, the devotees would call this godbrother of mine Duryodhana instead of Duryodhana Guru. Unfortunately, when you get these long names, they just shorten them. So Balaram being the guru of Duryodhana, Duryodhana asked Balaram for a special favor. And what was that special favor? I want to marry Subhadra, your sister. So Subhadra was not meant to be married to Duryodhana. Subhadra was meant to be married to Arjuna. So Balaram is making this arrangement, and Ugrasena is not happy with the whole thing. Nobody's happy, but Balaram has made the arrangement, made the promise. And then Krishna is thinking, you know, my elder brother's made this promise, but it's not going to be good for humanity. It's not going to be good. It's not my plan. So he acts against Balaram's desire, which is interesting, which shows his, you know, ontological superior position, but he's the same person. You know, it is so interesting, as I mentioned in the beginning of this class, that Balaram and Krishna are the same person. But there's the influence of Yogamaya to help them enact these different pastimes where they forget they're the same person. That's amazing. I mean, in the material world, of course, we have our senior moments. You know, sometimes we think, did I actually say my Gayatri? Or did I? We never think, did I actually eat prasadam? I mean, We never forget that. So, you know, you may, oh, where did I leave my, I mean, yesterday I couldn't figure out where I left my phone. So I was looking for my phone everywhere. It was like a traumatic experience. So that's a perverted reflection of this yoga maya where Balaram and Krishna, and Balaram is not aware, even though he's the same person. It's interesting, isn't it? Even though he's the same person, he's not aware of Krishna's machinations. You know, how Krishna's going against his will. And the same thing with Lakshman and Ram. Same thing with the Mahavishnu and Krishna when Krishna went to retrieve the sons of the Brahmana. I mean, it's inconceivable. It's actually a chincha if you think about it. So anyway, getting back to the story, you have Krishna thinking, you know, I'm not going to go along with what Balaram wants. And then Krishna arranges, you know, that at that particular juncture, Arjuna is actually dressed as a sannyasi. It's an interesting story. That Arjuna had taken a vow of renunciation because he had intruded on Draupadi and Yudhisthira to get the weapons when it was necessary. This is a story from the Mahabharata. So for about some period of time, I forget the period of time, he had to take a vow of renunciation. Of course, he wasn't actually renounced because he had some interactions with ladies along the way who convinced him that the renunciation was just in relationship with Draupadi rather than in relationship with any woman. But anyway, but he came dressed in a renounced dress. And he was sitting, according to Prabhupada's description, he was sitting at the same dinner table with Balaram, and Subhadra was there, and Krishna was there also, and he was making eyes at Subhadra. And Krishna was fully aware of the whole thing. And Balaram, even though Balaram, you know, he's omniscient, but under the influence of Yogamaya, he wasn't aware what Arjuna was doing. And so then later on, as we know, Krishna encouraged Arjuna to kidnap Subhadra, and Balaram was so angry that he called for all the soldiers of the Yadu dynasty to do something to Arjuna. And then he looked at Krishna and said, Krishna, why aren't you saying anything? And then Krishna gave an explanation. And Balaram just says, oh my God. So in this way, anyway, we just have 15 more seconds. But in this way, actually, you have these interesting interactions between Krishna and Balaram that are not exactly according to the ordinary etiquette. So I have many more stories, but it's time to greet the deities because it's 7:30 right now. 7:29. Well, so the clock is bona fide now on the altar. So anyway, so we have 45 more seconds. Does anybody have any questions? No? So today, yes? Gravity, yeah, he manifests gravity. Well, I say, basically, this materialistic scientists say nothing has a purpose. We just give things a purpose, and that's also existentialism too, isn't it? That, you know, really, there's no purpose, but everybody gives. You know, not everybody, but many people give a purpose to things. And the interesting thing is that many of these people thought there was no purpose; they just went crazy. Or committed suicide. Yes?
The Yamuna didn't let Balaram direct him. The Yamuna and then she immediately apologized.
Yes. No. Actually, he did drag her. And Prabhupada comments that the same marks are there today of his plow. I mean, I haven't seen those same marks, but Prabhupada commented that the marks of the plow when Balaram put the plow into the ground are there. many streams were created at that particular juncture. Okay, it is 7:30. Thank you very much. All glories to His Divine Grace. A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada. Bhajami Govindam Hari Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Govindam Hari Purusham Aham Bhajami. Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavana, Jay Shirovindat Gopinatha Padana Moha. Nago. Jai Mukunda, Radha Kunda, Giri Govardhana Khan. Kanlene Japu. Jaya Ma Bhagavan Kesi Gata Vamsi Vata Vadasya Karnataka Yakatsabha Lila Koyena Chinanda Nanda Shinanda Yashoda Jaya Jaya Gopaka Shinamade Jaya Jaya Tenu Vatsaga Jaya Krishna Banu Jaya Kirtinas Sundari Jaya Purna Masi Jaya Kapira Nagari Jaya Jaya Gopishara Vrindavana Maharaj Jaya Jaya Krishna Sat Kahabatu Dvijara Jaya Rama Kata Jaya Rohini Nanda Jaya Jaya Vrindavana Vatsi Chacha Cha Jaya Twija Patni Jaya Naga Kanya Khan Matsitse Jahara Poyna Govinda Charan Shri Rasa Mandala Jaya Jaya Radha Shama Jaya Jaya Ratsa Leela Gaga Gatsa Brahma Nora Jaya Jaya Jala Ratsa Sarva Rasa Saka Parikya Bhavaya Prachate Cha Janava Pada Padma Korya Smarana Dina Krishna Dasa ko hegi kiri namat sang kirta Jaya Radhe Jaya Krishna Jaya Vrindavan Jaya Radha Gulokanandanan Gulokanandaradhe Radha Gulokananda Radha Gulokananda Radha Jaya Radhe Jaya Radhe Jaya Radhe Jaya Radhe 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 Jaya Radhe Jaya Sri Raghad Hey J Jai Om Vishnu Pad Paramahansa Paravidakacharya Also Teta Satashi Shimad His Divine Grace Abhaya Chandanan Bhaktivedanta Goswami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Iskan Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Anandakoti Vaishnav Vrinda Ki Jai Namacharya Shlahuidas Thakur Gajaya Rense Gaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sidwaita Ganatha Shivasati Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Gajaya Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopikopinath Sayam Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhana Gajaya Vrindavanam Gajaya Maturadam Gajaya Jagadavasami Gajaya Yamunamaya Gajaya Shrimati Vilasa Devi Gajaya Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Gajaya Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Bol. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasnaya Buddhale Srimada Bhakti Vedanta Swami. Namani Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauramani Pacharani Navisesas and Nirvati. Let's read the translation. All glories to Radha Krishna and the divine forest of Vrindavana. All glories to the three presiding deities of Vrindavan, Sri Govinda, Gopinath, and Madana Mohan. All glories to Shyamakund, Radhakund, Govardhan Hill, and the Yamuna River, Kalindi. All glories to the great forest known as Mahavana. All glories to Keshigat, the Vamsivat tree, and the 12 forests of Braja. At these places, the son of Nanda, Sri Krishna, performed all of his pastimes. All glories to Krishna's divine father and mother, Nanda and Yashoda. All glories to the coward boys headed by Sridham. All glories to the cows and calves of Braja. All glories to Radha's divine father and mother, Vrishabhanu, and the beautiful Kirtida. All glories to Purnamasi, the mother of Sandipani Muni. All glories to the young coward maidens of Braja. All glories to Gopishwara Shiva, who resides in Vrindavan in order to protect the holy Dham. All glories to Krishna's funny Brahmin friend, Madhu Mangal. All glories to Ramagat, where Lord Balaram performed the Rasa dance. All glories to Lord Balaram, the son of Rohini. All glories to all the residents of Vrindavana. All glories to the wives of the proud Vedic Brahmanas. All glories to the wives of the Kaliya serpent. Through pure devotion, they all obtain the lotus feet of Lord Govinda. All glories to the place where the Rasa dance of Sri Krishna was performed. All glories to Radha and Shama. All glories to the divine Rasa dance, which is the most beautiful of all Lord Krishna's pastimes. All glories to the mellow of conjugal love, which is the most excellent of all rasas, and is propagated in Braja by Sri Krishna in the form of the divine Padakiya Bhava. Remembering the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda's consort, Sri Jadava Devi, this very fallen and lowly servant of Krishna sings the Sankirtan of the holy name. Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami Ki Jai. Today's a fast for half a day. That's what they're doing in Mayapur, at least. I mean, some of the Gaudiya Mass, they fast the whole day, and they do a Kadasi, but in Mayapur, they do a half-day fast and a regular feast at midday, but our feast will be in the evening, after the evening program. So, Shikshashika. States. Mika vitaranam vijavadu jivanam anandam buddhi vitaranam padipadam pranam
Krishna Sankirtanam Nam Namakari Bahudan Nija Sarva Shaktis Tatrapitani Amita Smarane Nakala Etadrishita Vakripa Bhagavan Mamapi Dordaiva midvishami hajanina nuraga Tunada pi sunichena Tarora pi sahishuna Amani namana dena kirtaniya sadahari nadanam najanam nasundarim kavitam vajagadishakamaye mama janmani janmani ishvare bhavadad bhaktir hoitiki twai aina. I am Galana Shudaraya, Vadanam Gad Gadaya Gira, Mulakana Tavanama Grahaneva Vishati, Yuga Yatam Namishena, Rasha Yatam, Shuna Yatam Jagatarvam Govindam Virahena Me, Ashlisha Vapadam Ratam Panastu Mam, Adarshanam Marmahatakarotuva, Yata tata vavindato lampato mat prananatas tu saivanapara. Victory to the Sri Krishna Sankirtan, which cleanses the heart of all the dust accumulated for years and extinguishes the fire of conditional life, of repeated birth and death. This Sankirtan movement is the